It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today you guys are going to love this show because I am taking you to paradise. And when I say this, I mean, trust me, we're going to paradise today. We're going to St. Lucia down in the Caribbean. And I am telling you, it is a tropical, beautiful, green island that will just have you saying, how can I stay here? Oh, wow. I mean, I went a couple of months ago and almost really just, missed my flight and just decided to stay and just be a no-show because the island is so beautiful. There's so many wonderful things to do. So I'm going to tell you all about that today, but I have some folks in the studio who will help me with that. And my normal, regular road buddies back here with me today, Ida Krill with Global Sun and Fun Travel, who is also a big fan of St. Lucia.
Hello, hello. I was just there in December, so I beat you by 1 month.
Oh,
and
no.
I absolutely love, love, love it.
Well, I've got to do something about that. I've got to get back down there. And in order to do that, I better talk to who I have sitting to the left of me, and that is Kelly Fontenelle Clark, who is with the St. Lucia Tourist Board down in St. Lucia. So, Kelly, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here in North Georgia.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And you heard Ida now sort of boasting about beating me by a couple of months. So can you
well,
help me out?
Well, I was just there a week ago, so I beat you both.
Oh, there you go. See, hey, hey, hey. There
this
you
is
go,
rock,
Ida.
Paper, scissors, right?
Okay,
Kelly, you win. You win.
Well, Kelly wins all the time because Kelly is a native of St. Lucia. She was actually born there, right, Kelly?
Yes, born, raised, went to school.
Mm-hmm. Went to school there?
Went to school there.
And when did you start working for the tourist board?
Actually, this has been my very first and only job. I started right after junior college.
Mm-hmm.
I did an internship with them. Then I went back. And then I stayed for a couple of years, then went to do my bachelor's degree and stayed with them as well. So I've been there for about 20-something years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you, listeners, she does not look like she has been working for 20 years. She looks like she's about 21 or 22 years old.
Exactly.
Well, I started at about 2 years old, and that adds up.
Well, yeah, it just adds up after a while. So you're 22. Okay,
22,
so
yeah.
So well,
now,
you don't need to live in St. Lucia. It's a fountain of youth. That's
exactly
why she looks so beautiful.
Yeah, when you go to the volcano and take a, you know, a dip in the hot sulfur water, it mm-hmm. takes 10 years off you.
You
literally does.
You are the proof.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. You're the proof.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many beautiful things to do there and see there. And you talk about, you know, really the volcanoes and the sulfur and everything. So I want you to really maybe start at, you know, square one with us, sort of like a St. Lucia 101. And just tell us a little bit about the island. Maybe just give us an overview of St. Lucia. Really, how large is it? You know, where is St. Lucia located? You know, just in case some of our listeners are not exactly sure where it's located in the Caribbean, can you just start at the beginning and just kind of tell us a little bit about the island?
Okay. St. Lucia is a small island located in the southern Caribbean.
Mm.
238 square miles or 620 kilometers. It's an independent island, although we were 7 times French and 7 times British. We got our independence in 1979 from Britain. We'll be celebrating 35 years of our independence February 22nd. So we're very young nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's small island 14 by 27.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small island 14 by 27, so it doesn't take you very long to go around the to go around the entire island.
Well, it's a beautiful island to go around by land or even by sea.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about some of the different areas of the island.
Basically, St. Lucia is north and south. In mm-hmm. the northern end of the island, this is where this all the happening. Most of our hotels are located there. All of our government houses, lots of restaurants and bars, great shopping. And when you go to the southwest coast of the island, where near the Pitons, this is where the most touristic part of the island is. This is where all the things to do, the best diving, the zip lining, the fantastic local restaurants, the volcano. There is the northern end is very, very active with places to eat, places to stay, and then the southern end of the island is where you have more for rest and relaxation, very quiet. The two ends are like chalk and cheese.
Oh. I never heard that before, but that's a good way to look at it. It's definitely a good way to look at it.
Well, Kelly, I just absolutely love St. Lucia. And what I love most about it is that it's so diverse. So tell us something about the people and the diversity that you have there.
Talking about the people, this is our biggest asset. The people and the way that we make you feel. I say we because I think I'm one of them as well. The way we make you feel. And St. Lucia is French. We were owned by the French and also by the British. So it's a mixture of British, Africans, Amerindians, the Arawaks and the Caribs. So it's a big mixture of different ethnicities that come together and make us a very, very warm, hospitable people.
Mm, I know. What I've heard from my clients, and I've experienced it myself, is that the people in St. Lucia are authentically nice. They are just very friendly. So,
and we always say that, you know, you could have a bad meal, your room could be disastrous, but at the end of the day, the way somebody makes you feel makes the biggest difference. And our people are nice, not because they paid to do that or because it's their job. They're genuinely nice because they like being nice to visitors, friends, you know, everybody around them.
Well, you certainly get that, you know, you definitely get that when you're there. And like you said, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're, you know, at your hotel or if you're at a restaurant or just where you are, you can really definitely see that diversity there. But now, what about Indians from the country of India? Has the island been influenced by any of that culture?
Very little. Mm-hmm. Very, very little. Our influence was mostly Europe and Africa.
Kelly, what I found interesting, and tell me what the history of this is that country music is so popular in St. Lucia. I was very surprised. Tell us about
that. Funny you asked that. Well, St. Lucians love country music. Mm-hmm. And what is strange, we don't like the new music like Taylor Swift, you know, the new country artist. We like the old
school classic.
Yes. Like Alan Jackson, you know, the very, very old time music. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, we have older generations and also the young people who are also very much involved in country music in St. Lucia.
It's the most amazing thing. When I see the shows, it's such a part of that culture, and I was always just very puzzled by it. So thank you. I've learned something.
You're welcome.
Well, that is a very interesting aspect of it. And your music is really very interesting. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later in the show. When we talk about some of the nightlife and everything, we certainly want to come back around to the music, because I'm thinking also it's influenced by, you know, some of the French influence as well, too.
Yes, it is. And our music is... Music is a little bit of everything. We have jazz, we have soca, we have reggae. We have a mixture of different types of music, and our traditional music as well, Creole, where we have zouk. So it's a big mixture of all different types of music that makes St. Lucia music what it is.
Now, what about the language? I mean, is English, I'm assuming it's spoken there. I mean, I was there and English was spoken, you know, quite widely around the island. But since you are so influenced by the French, how about French?
Yes, actually, we all do speak French Creole because we were greatly influenced by the French. So everybody speaks English, and mostly everyone speaks a little bit of French Creole.
Hmm. Now, Kelly, what's your currency? Can people use dollars there? Or
absolutely. American dollars are well accepted all over the island. However, our currency is the Eastern Caribbean dollar. One U.S. dollar will give you 2.65 of our currency.
So what about the weather, Kelly?
Well, we have a wet and dry season, 80 to 88 degrees all year round.
Wow, that's why I call it paradise. I mean, that's perfect. Now, you know, when people travel, they like to stay connected to home. So how about staying connected on St. Lucia? I mean, I know there's Wi-Fi at most hotels, but the ones that I stayed,
most of the hotels do have Wi-Fi. Restaurants and bars as well do have Wi-Fi. And also, most people now buy a local SIM card to add to use in their phone, which makes it easy for them to have access to everything.
Well, that sounds perfect. It definitely does. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Back in a minute.